Brenda, we got something that we gotta tell you, but we just can't talk, cause we got something to do. We've got this podcast, we've gotta tell you. It's kind of stupid. It's not tonight.
Hey, bitches.
Wow, we're starting. Hi, girls. Yeah. Boys and friends.
Hey, I am happy to be here. Remember us?
Sometimes I forget who I am.
Sometimes I really do. Sometimes I'm scared of you.
Who am I? What movie is that from?
The Wizard of Oz?
No. Well, sort of, but not really. He looks in the reflection of a puddle and he says, who am I?
Zoolander?
Yeah. He might not even say that, but he's something like that. That's how we feel sometimes. This is Linda. I mean,
oh, whoa.
This is
Wait,
Linda and Brenda.
I forgot who I was.
See?
I forget who
We're
I was.
We're having an existential crisis
I'm Linda?
Today. Yeah.
I'm Linda?
Yes. Huh. I'm Brenda.
Okay.
I'll always be Brenda.
My keychain says Linda.
Sometimes we say the Brendas, but I am Brenda.
Stop licking my leg.
My keychain does
Stop
say Brenda.
Stop licking my leg.
And I get asked repeatedly why my keychain says Brenda, because it's not my real
name. I do too.
Oh, and sometimes God. People think that they're, like, doing me a favor or something. Like, I've had people be like, did you know your keychain says Brenda?
Mm-hmm.
And I'm like, yes. And they are so confused because it's not my real name, but I
yeah.
just tell them it's my name. And then I really freak them out.
One time I, left my wallet that has Linda. I think it's my wallet that has the Linda The Linda chain on it.
Yeah, yeah.
And I left it in Goodwill, and then I went back to my car, and then, first of all, I'm pretty sure I locked myself out of my car or something. I locked my keys in my car. I couldn't get in my car. So I was outside trying to get in my car, and then some guy came out and was like, what's your name? And I was like, Natalie. And he was like,
Confused
because he knew it was my wallet, but
that's not what your wallet says.
That's not your name. My wallet says Linda, so he was confused.
That
I had to tell
funny.
Him, Linda's not my name, but that is my wallet. And he was like,
Did he believe you?
He
could have.
I mean,
he could have looked in your ID, I guess, if he had to.
Yeah.
But he could have not. But he probably didn't believe you at first.
No.
Come on, man.
I just picked up a bone and hit it. I thought he only had one up here.
I brought him one in hopes that he would take it to the bed. Leroy is back, as usual. He looks really cute today.
This is gonna be an episode of Substance. Let's just say it at the top.
Okay, yeah. Good point. Can I touch on that?
Yeah.
We're gonna talk about constructive criticism, briefly. I promise I'll make it brief and fun. But yeah, we've gotten actually some pretty good feedback from our friends. We've actually gotten constructive criticism, which is helpful. Sometimes I don't want to hear it because I'm a boss, but
I don't either. This is my job.
But we need to improve. Everybody
yeah,
can
I
improve.
Yeah, but I don't want to do the work.
Linda doesn't want
to
do the work. I'm
want
willing
this
to do
where
the
where
work.
It goes.
I've just been unmotivated lately, but I got a burst of energy yesterday. We got a lot of shit done, and I was ready to hear the feedback. So anyway, one of my friends, he has an alias now, which I'm very excited about. He chose his name. Jack, we're going to call him from here on out, is my Irish buddy. I've known him since I was 18. I met him in New York City. He's not from New York. He's from Ireland, Southern Ireland. But anyway, he's listening to the podcast, and he's given us some constructive criticism. I haven't told you this yet. Do you know what he said?
What?
That he's freaked out by our cover art. He's freaked out by the mannequin. He doesn't understand it. He doesn't get it.
Oh my God.
I was like, look, Linda.
That's not for you to
look,
understand.
Look, Jack. It's okay if you don't understand the mannequin.
It's our podcast.
But he is scared of it. He said it's terrifying and it might throw people off. And I was like, she's beautiful. First
yeah,
of all, her
she's
name
not
is
throwing
Edie.
People off.
She's
people
our mascot.
Like, what the fuck? But
she's
not
just little
scared.
Edie. She's our mascot. She's my mannequin.
She's
I have
my friend.
We have an actual mannequin. We need to dress her fully.
Let me make sure that we're even recording, because last time it cut off after, like, it was like Instagram, it cut off after like an hour or something.
Did it really?
Yeah, so I'm gonna have to keep an eye on it anyways.
Yeah, I think I try to keep mine open, like, not locked when I'm recording on my phone.
mine locks automatically. How do you make it not do that?
I think you have to change it in your settings. Oh. You just touch it every couple of seconds. Anyway, so our mascot is Little Edie. That's who's on our cover.
That's not art. Changing yet.
It's not changing yet. We probably could use a legit fake logo. Name for... Oh, yeah. He has one.
Oh,
Reginald.
Reginald, I don't think we ever published that episode.
We have a lot to publish.
We have a lot of episodes in the back burner that are burning me there.
We've got a ton. I keep forgetting that we haven't published them.
We have to do the work one day.
We have to do some work. One day.
But Reginald, what was I about to say? He was on an episode, and he said, what was I about to say?
Fuck. He's about to tell you something. He can do your logo. Our logo.
He can do our logo. He told us to think of something, and I kept telling him that we'll talk about it.
So we're working on being more official. One of our other friends, who we also did a draft with, I forget his fake name. Do you have one?
Our
psychiatrist friend.
We just kept calling him
our psychiatrist friend. He's not really a psychiatrist, but he said that he thinks we could be a little more linear, maybe a little more focused, a little more like get a topic and discuss what you're gonna like at the top of the podcast. Like, here's what we're gonna do today, and here's what I have to say about that. I'm gonna let you finish, but. Here's what I have to say about it. First of all, we are sisters. This is a storytelling podcast, and I'm not trying to get defensive. I'm really not. But we have legit, like, ADD. It's not an excuse, but, like, that's just where our conversations are naturally going to go. They're not going to be linear because I don't think linearly.
Linearly.
I'm not just saying, like, oh, I have ADD, la, la, la.
No, I'm
ADD right now. No, I'm, like, certifiably diagnosed, we both are, with ADHD.
And I don't take my medicine.
Don't at me.
I don't have medication for it.
Linda doesn't take medication. It helps me a lot. But I am still super ADHD. That's hence the reason why I can never sit still and I'm always getting up. Like, that's a real thing. So, yeah, our conversations are going to go in circles at times because that's how we tend to process our thoughts. But it's okay. I do like the idea of having a topic and a little more organization.
Yes, but that,
so we're gonna get
that
there.
Isn't really the like point for of instance, podcast.
We can tell them in the first 5 minutes
what we're going to be doing. Like,
yeah.
This is gonna be a bullshit episode, or this is gonna be.
Well,
a
I also think we
substance.
Need to stop talking down our episodes.
Not bullshit, but like it's not like we're not really talking.
But this
about
is actually gonna be a real episode because we have a topic today. Would you like to say it?
I can
read the introduction to that article.
We're gonna ask each other, can you stop? This might be a two-part episode because there's a lot of questions.
There's a lot of content.
We're gonna ask each other 36 questions that technically are meant to make you fall in love.
Yeah, it's kind of weird for sisters.
But I think that it really just grows your friendship.
I'll read the, like, just the first little blip about it. It was an article in the New York Times. It came out a long time ago, like 2015. So this chick, Mandy Lynn Catron's Modern Love Essay, To Fall in Love with Anyone, Do This. She refers to a study by the psychologist Arthur Aaron and others that explores whether intimacy between strangers can be accelerated by having them ask each other a specific series of personal questions. The 36 questions in the study are broken up into three sets, so this might be a three-parter. With each set intended to be more probing than the previous one. Fuck, by the end we're going to be crying. We both cried today at a commercial.
We both cried.
But, so maybe we can do three sets. I've done this before. We've both done this with other guys. I did it with somebody that I ended up dating for 2 years. And I have to say, it was beautiful in the moment. We did it in a restaurant. We ended up crying. We drank a couple margaritas. It was fun.
I did it with a boyfriend. We only dated for a couple months, but that's how I do things. I never dated anyone more than a couple months, so.
That's your gig.
But it was a good date. We drank wine and asked each other these questions and got to know each other, and I really thought I was in love with him. I thought I was in love with him.
Well, we already love each other, so we're not gonna fall in love.
We're not gonna fall in love.
Maybe you'll fall in love with us.
Maybe you'll fall in love with us.
I also thought it would be nice, we thought it would be nice just to give a little bit of insight, because we tend both to be a little private. Like, we tell, like, childhood stories and stuff, but I don't talk too intimately about my, like, current, like, life. Like, you don't know where I work. You're not going to. But I think you could still get to know us this way. Hopefully we're not giving boring answers. We're not going to. Wow, I remember them being sometimes hard. Like, and I didn't look at the full set of questions ahead of time.
Okay,
did you?
Why just answer those?
I looked at the first, like, couple, and then I didn't want to spoil it. I kind of wanted to spoil it. But I remember when I did it with that guy being, like, stumped on a couple, like, needing him to go first because I had to think.
Okay, so how does this work? We're going to go back and forth on the same question?
I suppose, yeah, we're both going to answer the same question.
Okay.
Right?
Yeah.
Am I ready to start? How long have we been recording?
I mean, should we put a break right here?
Yeah, we'll go on a quickie break.
And do an ad.
Do a little boop, 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 boop ad, and then come back with the set. Or maybe just come back and bullshit for a minute, depending on my mood.
Okay, let's get some ad money, everybody. Thank you. Bye.
I don't sit over here.
Hi, guys.
Hey, girls and boys and friends beyond the binary. I stole that from Scooter. I should probably stop saying that.
Oops.
Hi, everyone.
Hi, people.
Party people.
We're gonna ask questions now.
Are you ready?
Nope.
Neither am I. Haha. All right, I'll ask the first one. Do you want to answer first?
Yeah.
Okay. Leroy's gonna have to stop. Leroy, get your rope.
Go
or
to
not.
Bed.
This is not your podcast.
Go to the bed.
Go to get the bed. In bed with your bone.
Bye.
Goodbye. Okay, ready? So, question number one. Given the choice of anyone in the world, whom would you want as a dinner guest?
Josephine Baker.
What? That was unexpected. Why?
I think she is so hip and cool and, well, she's dead now. She was so hip and cool, and she was, like, one of the first or the first, like, black, like, French bitch.
French bitch.
Well, she wasn't. She was actually, I think, from Louisiana or something and then moved to France. And
how, what
like,
year?
Like, sang French songs and was a little
she
French
She was, like, old-timey. I really don't know that much about her. What year was this?
I don't know. In the 40s? 30s?
So she just up and moved to France for the heck of it?
I don't really know all the details, but I think that she's really cool, and I love her music, and I just think that she's so beautiful and just the coolest.
Probably
I just
a want fun to talk dinner, to her.
Just a fun little French
Would it
bitch.
Be like a just a French
just a fun,
one-on-one dinner, or would you have like a
No, I'd have more people.
Dinner,
I would
dinner.
Have... What, am I only allowed to pick one?
Yeah.
Oh, well.
If you could... Have the choice of anyone in the world. Have the choice. So you can throw whatever the fuck dinner party you want, but...
I mean,
if
I would
you had
have
the
her
choice
come
to
along,
pick anyone.
I would have Andy Warhol come along. I think that would be
well,
a lot of fun.
I think
fun.
You can only have one.
I suppose I could have dinner party.
You can have, like, your real-life friends and then one willy-nilly
Well,
pick.
I'm just going to stick with Josephine Baker. That was my first answer.
Wow, you picked that very fast.
All right, what about you?
I really had to think about it, because, like, anyone in the world... That's a big, like, some people would probably say, like, Jesus.
Yeah.
I'm not going to say that. But this is going to be kind of dorky, I think. But my friend Jack, my Irish friend Jack.
Really?
Yeah. He's a great conversationalist. And I'm not going to talk too much about his profession, but let's just say he's very comfortable at a dinner party. He would be an excellent guest. And... I mean, he's a longtime friend. I've known him for years. He's got really great stories. He's a great storyteller. I haven't seen him in forever, so it'd be cool to catch up. And everybody would love him. And he's got an Irish accent, and he's very charming.
Yeah.
So, like, he'd be a hit with the girls.
Yeah.
And I just think he'd be fun.
That's a good answer.
Yeah.
Okay.
I mean, kind of basic, but yeah, basic.
All right. Next. Do I ask you the next one?
I mean, I'm holding the phone,
okay.
So I can just ask away. Yikes, this is easy, but would you like to be famous, and in what way? I mean, duh.
I actually don't want to be famous.
Uh-huh.
But I want money.
Like, how do you define fame?
I don't want to be bothered by people when I'm, like, going
places. Paparazzi famous?
Like, but, like, Instagram famous, sure, I'll take it.
I'd like to be like Valerie June famous.
I'd like to.
Like she probably doesn't get bothered that much in real life.
No, she probably doesn't, except about her hair.
She also seems to live a pretty rural life, so that like vibes with me.
I want to be like. I want to be like...
I want to be podcast famous for sure.
Yeah, I want to be podcast famous, but like people don't really know who you are, you know?
Yeah, I don't want people to like know where I live.
I mean, you can follow me on IG all day.
I wouldn't mind having a lot of like, I guess, followers, yeah. Fans, but...
Just to talk to. I just like talking to people. You know how I am.
Oh, yeah. I love to talk to strangers.
Yeah, I love it.
It's like the name of my game. It's like my primary pastime. I don't do it so much anymore because we don't go out anymore because we live in a pandemic. But, yeah, it's like the greatest thing for me to do is just talk to strangers and understand their life story. And people open up to me like crazy, you know. Of all walks of life, I tend to get myself in trouble with that sometimes.
Yeah. It's okay.
I'm a wandering girl. All right, are we done with that one?
Yeah.
Moving on, this is going kind of fast. All right, but this one makes me laugh. Before making a telephone call, do you ever rehearse what you are going to say? Why?
No, I don't.
You don't?
I can't think about it or I'll get nervous and stumble over my words, so.
What? Like, even like a serious phone call?
When I called Chick-fil-A this morning, I was like, hi, do you guys have... the, like, regular menu items, or, like, just
like me.
The breakfast. Yeah, I was, like, the regular,
oh, my gosh. I couldn't you can't talk.
What was the question?
Do you ever rehearse before you make a phone call?
So yeah, no, I tried to rehearse that this morning and that's what happened. I tried to think before like what I was gonna ask, but I can't. I just need to call and just talk.
Wow, we are literally opposite. I admire that. You are way different than me in that regard.
Whatever comes out.
You're just a talker. She's a great communicator, this Linda. Brenda, terrible communicator. I hate making phone calls. In the first place, I hate talking, but I love to rehearse. I actually hate rehearsing, but I love to get a good idea. I have to feel like I know what I'm going to talk about, or I know I'm going to ask, or I feel like I get caught up in the moment. I think also I'm going to sound so like braggy, like I'm so cool, but I'm an empath. I'm intuitive, so like sometimes I get caught up in the conversation and I forget, like I lose my train of thought. Mm-hmm. I forget like what I need to ask, like the real questions. So especially with like professional shit, like I'll tell you an embarrassing little side note, but when I first started my job, I had to do some bullshit. It wasn't bullshit, but I had to make a lot of phone calls to a lot of people, and I basically had to just deliver a message, like, but I had to like hit certain points and I had to make it quick because I had to call like 200 freaking people. So I went totally hyper focus, like perfectionist mode, and I like made like a sick ass spreadsheet to like track my calls and track everybody's phone number, and if I talked to the mom or the dad and or left a voicemail, blah blah blah. I like went hard. I did not have to do that. I did not have to spend so much time. I could have just winged it.
Yeah.
But I didn't. And I wrote on an index card exactly what I needed to say so I could keep it in front of me so I wouldn't lose my train of thought, because I'm so visual. Like, I knew I was just gonna blank out every time, especially if like somebody weird answered the phone.
Wow.
Mew and I are so different. I'm such a dork.
That's weird. I would never
mind. I take notes. Like, if I have to call like Bill person or like the internet people, like DirecTV, like I will literally make like proof notes.
Well, I don't, and then I never remember what the fuck we talk about.
Yeah, I have to take notes too while I'm making phone calls because I am so forgetful. I forget what the hell they
said. Well, I just forget and move on.
You also take phone calls like on a dime. I am such a phone screener. Like, you answered your like college advisor the other day, like, just wherever the fuck we were just like,
because I don't like to have to call people back.
Oh, I love calling people back.
I don't want to call you back.
Actually, I hate
just get this over with
it
right now.
I have to be in like the perfect environment to talk on the phone. I'm so easily distracted that like if I answer the phone in a room with like a TV on or like with you in there, I will not remember a damn word they're saying.
Yeah,
I'm weird.
What's the next question?
All right, moving on. That question sucked. But psych, it was interesting. We're opposite.
Yeah.
What would constitute a perfect day for you?
It's such a perfect day.
I'm glad to spend it with you.
I just listened to that sound last night.
Being at the beach. Let me see. Waking up early.
Whoa.
Taking up. Yep. Early, like
sunrise.
Before, like 6:30. Going out on a little walk on the beach. Just gonna go sit on the beach and just look at
what's
it.
The
see dolphins in the morning. In the morning, it's like a cool 75.
Wow, cool.
And it's just got a little bit of an ocean breeze. And you're just gonna sit on your little blanket.
I love this song.
Just kind of fuck around and listen to music and just look at the ocean. Oh, there's a dolphin. And then she turned around.
I literally just turned my head and looked out the window.
And then come back, put my bathing suit on, you know,
wow,
put some
no
sunscreen
bathing
suit? On. Not the first time. The first time I just was waking up. I just wanted to go look at it. Come back, okay. Eat like a little something, like a banana, make a little smoothie, and then get my shit in a bag, take a book and a hairbrush and some leave-in conditioner and a cover-up and some headphones and some snacks, like peanut butter and jelly, and just go to the beach and just sit on the beach and lay out and tan all day and get in the ocean when I'm hot. And then stay out there till like 7 p.m. maybe. I like it when it's kind of the sharky hours, like when nobody was left on the beach.
Nobody's on there.
And the water is like really
sharky.
Cool and kind of sharky. It's kind of risky. It kind of feels like
dangerous. I don't like going in there during sharky time.
I do. And then come back and take an outdoor shower.
I love outdoor showers.
Eat like a sandwich and, you know, sit outside on the beach again at night. Maybe see some crabs and then go to sleep.
Damn, girl.
That's my perfect day.
Okay. That's glorious. And basically, no need for me to answer because it's identical to mine. Not identical, but like pretty much the same exact scenario. Probably at the same house.
Well, if you're not waking up early.
But... I'd probably be there with you.
Yeah.
But no, my perfect day is basically the same. I would definitely be at the beach. I would definitely be sickening. I'd already be tan. I'm the palest I've ever been in my life. I know there could be a lot worse going on. I could have worse problems, but just saying, this pandemic has got me pale. But anyway, I would probably wake up, maybe not that early. I'd probably wake up more like 7.
No, you wouldn't.
You don't know me.
At the beach?
You don't know what I did last night. In a perfect day, I would wake, in a perfect world, I would. And I actually do wake up at 7, like, on accident now, every day. But I go back to sleep sometimes. But anyway, and so does he, my dog. So Leroy and I would wake up at 7, Leroy would be there. I think it would be a little bit hotter for me. It would be like 80.
Well, that was just the morning.
Not humid, though. It'd be like that breezy time, like you said. Dolphins galore, birds in the sky. Mm-hmm. Beautiful sunrise on the ocean. I would probably have like a silly little... one of those low, like, comfy chairs, like, lawn chair.
Big comfy couch.
Big chair, or leap beach chairs.
Yeah.
Or couch. Ooh, one of those, like, beds on the beach.
Mm-hmm.
Maybe I might fall asleep if I do that, but I would have a sweet-ass bikini on. Nobody fucking with me. Nobody bothering me. Maybe a nice book. Maybe a friendship bracelet. Maybe a Bloody Mary.
Oh, can't
I
think
would
about that right now.
Definitely want eventually a, what do you call, pina colada?
Yeah, me too.
Once it gets hot, yeah, I'd probably take Leroy in, grab a pina, a nice little fruity sun hat, some beach toys. I love paddleboard. I want to learn how to paddleboard, but no, I like the little like ping pong paddleboard. Cornhole. Games, I like games.
I hate games.
I would lay around.
I want to play no games.
I want to play all the beach games, flop around, get some sun, take naps, drink pina coladas, probably drink some Bud Light, take a dip in the ocean, ride some waves, get pummeled in the waves once or twice.
Yeah, I gotta get knocked around
come
a couple
cool
times.
Off. Yeah, I love getting knocked around the ocean. I mean... Maybe have a companion. Who knows? Maybe get Leroy in the damn ocean.
Yeah.
Might like to make out with somebody in the ocean someday. But I don't know about tonight. Not tonight. Not my perfect day, but probably that'd be ideal, right? It's your perfect day.
Yeah. I didn't include a boyfriend, but maybe I should.
I mean, I don't really need a boy.
No, but... I don't. I'd rather be by myself on my perfect day.
Okay. I might want to be by myself, too. I don't really know who I want to be with, but... Yeah, and then at night, I would want to watch some live music.
Oh, at night, I would want a little boyfriend.
A little date night, maybe? I don't know.
All day, though, I want to be by myself.
Leave me alone.
Yeah, tonight, you come over and, like, watch a movie and go to sleep with me. Don't touch me.
Don't touch me. Yeah, what's my night looking like? I would probably want to wear a really nice,
I would want to wear a satin.
Flowy dress.
Satin.
Like a crochet, maybe top.
Mm-hmm.
Like, look, maybe white. Eat some freaking baller ass seafood,
mm-hmm.
like on a deck somewhere, yeah. on a pier or something.
Oh my god.
And then I'll have some more drinks. See some music.
All right, I'm getting sad now. What's the next question?
Dance the night away, maybe. All right. When did you last sing to yourself, like just now? Wait, when did you last sing to yourself or to somebody else?
I don't know, probably like 3 seconds ago.
Yeah, we sing all the time.
All the day, every day, I don't know.
I don't think I've ever sung, like truly sung to somebody else. I sing to you all the time.
I don't sing for real, but I mean, we sing all the time.
I've been singing You're About to Lose Your Job all day.
Yeah, stupid, next question.
I've been singing this to Leroy all day. Okay.
Why are you detaining me?
You about to lose your job.
Get this dance. Okay, number 6. If you were... All right, I have to set my reading up. If you were able to live to the age... Oh, God.
I hate this question.
Okay, let me try again. If you were able to live to the age of 90 and retain either the mind or body of a 30-year-old for the last 60 years of your life, which would you want? I'm going to have to read that again because I'm dumb.
I was about to say, what?
Okay, if you were able to live to the age of 90 and retain... Okay, either the choice... You're 90, you get to keep either the mind of a 30-year-old or the body of a 30-year-old for the last 60 years of your life. So, does that mean obviously, I'm 90 and I'm going to live 60 more?
Obviously, I would want the body of a 30-year-old for the last 60 years of my life.
What's 90 minus 60? Fuck. So
from the time that you're 30 until you're 90,
I get either the mind or the body.
Why would you want the mind of a 30-year-old?
Oh, yeah, duh.
And the body of an old person.
Wow, dumbest question ever.
Dumbest question. Next question.
I would definitely want the body because my mind would grow on its own. Okay.
Your mind will keep growing and you'll be hot. So, bye.
But can you imagine being 90 with the body of a 30-year-old and having the mind of a 90-year-old?
Yeah, you would feel like you're living forever. You'd have the best life.
I would feel great. Okay.
You'd be running marathons.
The pitch looks great at 90.
So stupid.
All right. Number 7. I'm not going to answer this. This is going to be my thing on Andy Cohen, Plead the Fifth.
Okay, well, you only get 3 out of 36, so.
I only get 3? That's a lot.
Oh, watch your mouth.
Okay, whoops. Do you have a secret... I don't want you to answer it either. Do you have a secret hunch about how you will die? I'm not talking about that. It's cheating.
I don't... The same answer. I don't do that.
We don't do that. Goodbye.
Nope.
Moving on.
I don't do that.
Negative. Now, we were just talking about that last night.
I don't do that.
Nope. I don't do that.
Nope.
8. Name 3 things. Name 3 things you and your partner appear to have in common. I don't have one. You and your partner have in common. Leroy?
I think it means me.
Oh, okay. Whoops. I forgot we're falling in love.
We're sisters.
Okay, easy.
That's both goofy.
That's easy.
Yeah, we both hated that last question.
No, that's basic. What are 3 things that we actually have in common? Apparently a voice. Nope.
We like the same music.
We like the same music, although not all. You hate Ani DeFranco and I love her. Goodbye. We have the same goofiness. We both have a funny little side to us. A different side,
but
goofy. We both like wigs. We both love wigs. Both love wigs. We have a lot of the same taste in things. Like, we have different tastes in, like, clothes.
We like funky patterns.
But, yeah, we like funky shit. We like old shit. We like weird houses. We like spooky shit. We're both into, like, astrology and spirituality.
That's a lot.
Like, ancestral Not ancestral, ancestral crystals. We have everything in common.
All right, next. This is easy.
All right, number 9. They're supposed to get harder.
Yeah, whatever.
For what in your life do you feel most grateful? Easy.
My family. Family. Duh.
Okay.
Next.
Going next. Yeah, this would be way different if we weren't sisters because people are raised differently. You know, we're really lucky to have a really awesome family. Okay, number, not trying to brag.
10. I am. Our family is sickening.
So sickening. Number 10. If you could change anything about the way you were raised, interesting. If you could change anything about the way you were raised, what would it be? This is a hard one for
me. That mom didn't get her back fucked up when I was like 7.
You were 7?
I was in 4th grade.
That's a sad answer.
Yeah.
What was it? Question. This is how fast I block sad shit out. I am so capable of blocking the sad shit.
No, I don't want to talk about it, but that's my answer.
If you could change anything about the way you were raised, what would it be? That's really hard for me to answer. The way I was raised. Okay, I wish I didn't fight with my parents so much. I fought with both of them. I was kind of a hard teenager to raise, not to brag. I did give them hell. I worried them a lot when I got older. I just was a little wild thing. I always kept my shit together for the most part, but yeah, I kind of did put them through hell. I had a rebellious streak, and I had a hot temper. I've always had a hot temper since a child. They called me fucking little tornado when I was a kid. Or little volcano, I mean, they call me both, but little volcano. But I get it from my dad, so, like, he gets it. So I fought less with my dad, but I had some really bad fights with my mom growing up as a teenager. I said terrible things. One time I ripped up,
No, stop, don't say it. Don't talk about it.
I'm gonna tell that
no, listeners. No, I don't wanna hear
earmuffs.
It.
Earmuffs. I'm gonna be quick. I'm not gonna do it. It's one of my biggest regrets. My mom, I ripped up a self-portrait that my mom drew. Or not a self-portrait. A portrait that my mom drew of me, and it's beautiful. Okay, bye. I'm done. She talked over it.
Oh my
They probably couldn't even hear it. Who cares? I care. Mm-hmm. I wish I didn't fight my mom so much. Okay, bye. Where's my questions? Obviously, Linda has been triggered, so we're gonna move on.
Leroy, shut the hell up.
And Leroy's been triggered.
That was a bad.
Leroy's trying to answer. Okay, I got thrown off by this face mask ad. Okay. Blah, 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 blah. Take, what, 4 minutes each?
Linda's trying to quit. We're not really trying to fall in love. We're not.
Take 4 minutes and tell. We're also supposed to be looking at each other.
Oh, I thought this was the one where you just stare at each other without talking for like a minute.
We probably do. I cry when I do that with that guy. Take 4 minutes and tell your partner your life story in as much detail as possible. Oh my God.
You didn't know my life story. God, okay, fine.
Do you want to start? No.
What, are we going to chug a fucking beer. Timer for 4 minutes?
No, you're just going to tell it. We're not going to.
Hey,
live
what's
fast
up? It's Linda, bitch. I was born on April 29th. I'm a Taurus. I was born 1 year, and it was the 90s. And my mom was 32 when she had me, and my dad was, I guess, 34. And they love each other, and they were married, and they had me last. I was the 4th one.
You were the angel baby.
I was a little angel baby.
You were the miracle baby.
Oh, I was a mistake.
She was a surprise, but our mom didn't think that she was going to get pregnant again. She thought she was done with kids.
And I was supposed to have...
But you were surprised, and they were happy about it. They were all, like, thrilled.
I was going to have Down syndrome, and I didn't.
Yeah.
So I'm a blessing, and I mean children with
everybody
are
is a blessing
as well.
But it was they we
the
didn't
fact
they
that
didn't
I
know.
Didn't have anything wrong with me.
Well, and truly as parents, they thought I'm defending mom and dad now, but they thought they were willing to take the risk. But they thought they knew it was going to be a change of pace. It was going to be difficult. They had 3 other children at different ages and different stages of life. So like they understood that there was a chance that this much younger child is going to have downs and is going to require a lot of love and devotion and attention, just like all children. But, you know, with more health expenses and, you know, our schedules were going to have to change. Like, we lived a very fast-paced life. Like,
well, I didn't have anything out of the norm.
Yeah,
so I was by Barn. Leroy, are you shitting me?
Not technically neurotypical, but...
No, I'm not. Down syndrome. But let's not talk about power. Oh. Anyways, I was a really shy, quiet little kid by myself. I liked to be by myself and play by myself. And I guess I didn't really have that many friends. I had a couple friends.
You had a concussion a couple times.
I had, well, I got abducted.
A concussion.
Oh, yeah, I got a concussion a few times. I ran into a kid, smacked our heads together. He had a big-ass head on the playground in elementary school, and then I threw up, and I had a concussion, and the stupid nurse bitch tried to tell me to take a fucking nap, and that is how you go into a coma, you dumb bitch. So my mom called the school and reamed him out, and I remember her driving me to the hospital and trying to get me to stay awake, and I was like, no, I'm tired. And she was like, you have to stay awake, you have to stay awake, you have to stay awake, and like smacking my hand, like, no, I'm tired. Anyways, I turned out fine from that. Middle school, I was like kind of awkward and shy and just kind of a little bitch, like not a bitch to other people, but just a little, like a little pussy bitch. And then in high school, I was fun. I was so much fun, and I was still a little bit of a pussy bitch, but I was scared to fight people and stuff. And I wish that I could go back now and just fight everybody because I know that I could. Like, I just wish I would have fucking work someone, and I didn't, but I got into some trouble. I did some weird things I won't really get into.
We've dealt with them before, some of your weird high school stories.
I broke some faces, and I broke a boy's face. You
probably had anger management.
I had anger issues for sure. I've gotten a lot better with that.
Yeah, like, you have.
Way better. Like, way better. I used to freak out all the fucking time about like, nothing, so... I had a lot of, that is something part of my life story. I've had anger for a long time.
Me
I used
too.
To, in middle school, I used to sit next to this girl named Faith, too, in reading class, and we were, like, at this tables, and we were reading, and it was really quiet, and I had a thumb attack. I brought a thumb back to school.
Oh, my gosh.
And I jabbed her in the leg with it.
What?
And then she couldn't scream or anything, because it was, like, quiet time, so she didn't.
That is
And then I would, like,
diabolical.
Walk up behind people in the hallway and, like, poke them with a thumb
just
tap.
For the fuck
yeah.
Okay, yeah. You and Linda and I are very different in that regard. Our school experiences sound like they were very different.
Oh,
I was,
my God.
I am, you have a little
I used to just walk up to
too.
Steven and punch him, like, for no reason.
Oh, wow.
Like, I used to hit people a lot. Like, in middle school, just get mad, just kind of jab somebody. Like, usually boys, but I still, like, I couldn't help it. It was like a... Like a
reflex.
Like,
oh, wow,
what
great detail.
But that's my, now I'm 23, I'm in school, I hate it, I quit every job that I have, because I get too anxious to work. I'm really just a big ball of anxious, tired.
You're getting better. And you had a second job, but it was making you miserable.
Yeah, I mean, yeah.
You're on a good life journey.
That's my life story so far, basically. Most
wow.
of it. And, I mean, that was about 4 minutes, probably.
Ugh, is it my turn?
Yeah.
Great. Okay, here's the deal.
That stressed me out.
Yeah, I'm not going into great detail. I am fiercely private as Karen Kilgariff. Karen Kilgariff would say. Her dogs are. Anyway, I really wish my dog would stop whining right now. But my name is Brenda. I was born in January. I'm a Capricorn. I have a lot of fire in my sign. I'm a Aries moon. I'm a Leo rising. Like I said, I have a lot of fire in my birth chart. Yeah, I was born, raised in Virginia. I had a good childhood for the most part. I mean, our parents fought sometimes. They were really young, but I have, like, sickening siblings. We always, like, my childhood memories are good. I loved my backyard when I was a kid. I used to love to climb trees and play with all the boys. I was kind of a tomboy at first, but I'm also girly. Like, it matters. I used to love riding bikes and racing all the boys, and I used to love beating them. I'm artistic. I liked art. I was also into sporty stuff, sports. I liked gymnastics. I was really good at it. I cheered. I played volleyball. I played softball. A lot of softball. What else? I was nice in school. I was always one of the nicest kids in my class. I was always, like, taking in... I always had a love for the underdogs.
I used to like take notes, like an additional set of notes for like the kid in class that struggled. I would also not be able to sit still because I'm ADHD, but nobody knew it back then. But I was like kind of a teacher's pet sometimes, sometimes not. When I got older, I definitely was not. We'll get to that. But when I was young, I was trying to channel my ADHD energy and I didn't want to get in trouble. So I would, and I had really good handwriting. So I would often take notes on the board for my teacher, because let's be real, back then they wrote with chalk on the board when I was a kid. So
stupid.
It's so stupid. Or even when they started writing with a whiteboard, they still were writing a lot on the board in elementary school. So their hands would get tired. So I would offer to take notes on the board while they talked, and they loved it. Anyway, yeah, then I started getting more defiant. I always got good grades. I've always liked school. I have a growth mindset. High school, towards the end of high school, I did have a little bit of a rebellious streak, but nothing really too bad ever came out of it. I always learned my lesson. Then I went to college in New York, then I went to college in Virginia, and then I became an adult, and I'm really not gonna go into that many details about my adult life, so... whatever. I'm on a spiritual journey right now. I live in a cool house that I love. These are weird times for me. Living in a pandemic. I have an awesome dog that I'm in love with. My best friend. Linda's pretty much my best friend. I love my family. I'm really still into astrology and working on myself. I've been listening to a lot of cheesy books, but they're not cheesy because they're helping. I really like science. I'm such a liar. I like neuroscience. I like to read about the mind and the expansion of the mind. And like I said, I'm sort of on a spiritual journey right now.
I think you like psychology.
It's been interesting. I like psychology a lot. I like crystals a lot. I like tapping into my higher self a lot. I've been reading a lot about five cards. I think I'm done here. And now I'm starting a podcast.
Okay, what's the next question?
So that's us.
Bitch.
This is us. We might need to take a break after that one. That was a long one.
How many do we have left for the first part?
Well, okay, there's one more in set one. If you could wake up tomorrow having gained any one quality or ability, what would it be? You could take different routes with this one.
The ability to... this is going to sound really vain.
Okay.
And bad, but...
okay.
The ability to just look how I want whenever I want. Like,
no, I know what you mean. It'd be so much less time.
Like, but, like, also, like, just lose weight like that, like, when I want to.
Wow, well, that's very impatient.
Gain it back when I want to. Look sickening, like, change my hair, like, whatever
I dream of
I want.
Genie, like a...
yeah, just, like...
changing your hair whenever you want, that'd be great. You could,
that,
with
that's
wigs.
That's a stupid
kind
answer.
Of do that with
that's
wigs.
That's a dumb answer. Hold on.
Yeah, I was gonna go, like... like, maybe I could fly.
Yeah,
but that's
able,
not realistic of me. It's a stupid,
I mean,
answer
able
for me.
To travel anywhere, like...
gained any one quality or ability?
Oh, to be athletic.
You are athletic.
To want to be athletic.
Okay, that's a good one. What do I want? One quality or ability? One quality or ability. This is hard for me. Like, a realistic one?
Mm.
Oh, I know. To, like, be a little more... this is gonna sound bad. To be a little more, like, self-motivated, like, go-getter style. Like, I wish I was the type of person that could just, like, wake up and go. Like, wanna, like, get right to it, like, tackle the day. And I still can be. I'm working on it. But, like, I wish I was a morning person. Is that a stupid answer?
No.
I really wish I was, like, inherently a morning person. And, like, I just had the urge to wake up at, like, 5 in the morning every morning, like, dad, and, like, just get down to business.
Yeah.
It takes me forever to get going in the morning.
I like to... it doesn't for me. I like to get up and get going and do something and go somewhere.
I really wish I had that. I envy that in you a little bit. Like, you just get
I
up when you sleep
waiting.
Here. You just, like, get up and go so fast. Like, you woke me up this morning, and you were like, all right, I'm going to Chick-fil-A. Bye. It was awesome.
Yeah.
It takes me like an hour just to think about that.
I need to like go do things.
I mean, I think about food right away, but I don't do anything about it for a while. Anyway, kind of vain as well, but...
is that the last one?
It's the last one for set one. Do you want a break? Or we could just end it. Let's go on a break and then we can decide. Let's
see if we want to talk, so. Hi, sluts.
Oh my goodness, Linda. Linda's in a bad mood. Hi, you wonderful people. We're back.
We're here to end it.
Yeah, we decided that was an emotional toll, that first set. And we're not really trying to fall in love, but we are. I'm very interested in answering the rest of these questions. Some of them are going to get harder. But set two is, what is 13 to 24? So that's 11?
11?
11? The next questions are 11. We're going to come at you in a set two, a round two.
All right, round two coming soon. Do you want to talk about the rug?
Yeah, I think you should talk about it. It's your
I bought a rug for day. Brenda for her living room.
Yesterday was my perfect day, okay? You want to talk about perfect days? It started off sucky until Lena got here. Okay, Lena, take it away.
I bought some things for the house.
Things? She bought like 45 things.
I just got some things. I just got like a blanket and
A rug, a coffee maker, a freaking toaster, a fan, a ton of decor stuff.
Yeah.
Like a ton of decor stuff. Oh my All God. Cool. Yeah, she's got the best taste.
I got a throw pillow and some curtains.
Everything matches. We went on a crazy mission last night. We got really motivated out of nowhere and decorated the entire wall. Like, I'm talking hazard style. We can never start a fire in that living room, by the way. Because we basically wallpapered the wall with art.
Yeah.
Like, seriously, head to toe.
Covered the wall in little pictures of art, like paintings.
It's like from an art a day calendar, which I believe you got me 1 year for Christmas. And then I loved it so much, I ordered it the next year. So we have 2 years worth of art, and we hung it on the ugly wallpaper wall, and it looks
amazing. We should post a picture of it.
We will. Yeah, I'll post a picture of it.
Okay, subscribe, rate, review.
Review, please. Hello.
Please review us. God, why isn't anybody listening?
I don't know, man.
When I say that, we still only have 6 reviews. God, give us a fucking break.
Maybe we should start paying people off.
I will. If you review us, I'll Venmo you something. Just please review us. God.
Yeah, that would be great.
And let me know. Screenshot it. Let us know. And I'll send you a Venmo.
I would love to get some more followers on Instagram. I feel like y'all are going to love us once you find us. We're Not Tonight Podcast.
Yeah.
And Twitter, we're Not Tonight Pod. We have a Facebook page, Not Tonight Podcast. What else? Snapchat? No. We don't have a Snapchat. That's it. You guys can email us at nottonightpodcast@gmail.com if you want. Give us your freaking insight. Give us your constructive criticism. Hey,
tell us a story.
Tell us a story, please. It's a storytelling podcast.
Okay.
We love you, okay? Be careful out there.
God, bye. Love you.